Welcome to County Stadium in Milwaukee, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Milwaukee Brewers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Tim Raines. Batting second. The second baseman, Craig Griebeck. Batting third. The first baseman, Frank Thomas. Batting fourth. The DH, Julio Franco. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Robin Ventura. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Darren Jackson. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Joe Hall. Batting eighth. The catcher, Ron Carcoviche. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Ozzie Guillen. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Jack McDowell. For the Milwaukee Brewers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Darrell Hamilton. Batting second. The shortstop, Pat Listach. Batting third. The left fielder, Turner Ward. Batting fourth. The DH, Brian Harper. Batting fifth. The catcher, Dave Nilsson. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Kevin Seitzer. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Jody Reed. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Bill Spears. Batting ninth. The right fielder, Alex Diaz. Pitching for the Milwaukee Brewers, Teddy Higuera. And now, play ball. Tim Raines is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Raines takes first base on ball 4. Craig Griebeck is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Griebeck hits a fly ball into center field. Hamilton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frank Thomas batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3-1. Thomas takes first base on ball 4. Raines moves to second. Julio Franco is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Franco hits a line drive into center field. Hamilton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Robin Ventura is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Ventura strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Darrell Hamilton is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Hamilton hits a ball on the ground towards first. Thomas scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Hamilton for the out. One out. Pat Listach batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-1. Listach hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Griebeck scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Turner Ward is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Ward hits a ball on the ground towards first. Thomas scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Ward for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Brewers nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Darren Jackson is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Jackson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Spears fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Joe Hall is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Hall hits a line drive into center field. Hamilton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ron Carcoviche is at the plate with a count of 3-0. Carcoviche takes first base on ball 4. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of 0-2. Guillen strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Brian Harper is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Harper takes first base on ball 4. Dave Nilsson is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Nilsson strikes out. One out. Kevin Seitzer is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Seitzer takes first base on ball 4. Harper moves to second. Jody Reed is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Reed hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dean scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Harper moves to third. Seitzer moves to second. 2 outs. Bill Spears batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Spears hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Hall. Spears reaches second base with a double. Harper scores. Seitzer scores. It's 2-0, Brewers. Alex Diaz is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Diaz hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. McDowell fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Brewers 2, and the White Sox 0. The White Sox will come to bat. Tim Raines batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Raines is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Raines hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Craig Grebeck is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Grebeck is 0-for-1 in the game. Grebeck hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Seitzer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. There goes Raines. The throw from Nilsson and he is safe. Raines steals second. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Thomas is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Thomas takes first base on ball 4. Julio Franco is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Franco is 0-for-1 in the game. Franco hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Raines scores. Thomas moves to third. It's 2-1, Brewers. Robin Ventura is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Ventura is 0-for-1 in the game. Ventura hits a fly ball into right field. Diaz settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Thomas tags and scores. 2 outs. It's White Sox, 2, Brewers, 2. Darren Jackson is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 0 strikes. Jackson is 0-for-1 in the game. Jackson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Spears fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Brewers 2. The Brewers will come to bat. Darrell Hamilton is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Hamilton is 0-for-1 in the game. Hamilton hits a ball on the ground towards first. Thomas scoops it up and throws to first, with McDowell covering, for the out. 1 out. Pat Listach is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Listach is 0-for-1 in the game. Listach hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. McDowell fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Turner Ward is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Ward is 0-for-1 in the game. Ward hits a fly ball into center field. Jackson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Brewers 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Joe Hall is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Hall is 0-for-1 in the game. Hall hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Diaz. Hall reaches second base with a double. Ron Karkoviche is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Karkoviche is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Karkoviche hits a fly ball into left field. Ward settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Guillen is 0-for-1 in the game. Guillen hits a line drive into left field. Ward picks it up and throws it away. That's a base hit and an error on Ward. Hall scores. Dean moves to third. It's 3-2, White Sox. Tim Raines is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Raines is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Raines hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Dean scores. That run is unearned. It's 4-2, White Sox. Craig Grebeck is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Grebeck is 0-for-2 in the game. Grebeck hits a pop-up towards short. Listach settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Bob Scanlon now pitching. Frank Thomas batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Thomas is 0-for-0 in the game. With 2 walks. Thomas hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Scanlon fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Brewers 2. The Brewers will come to bat. Darren Jackson now playing right field. Lance Johnson now playing center field. Brian Harper is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Harper is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Harper hits a fly ball into center field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Dave Nilsson is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Nilsson is 0-for-1 in the game. Nilsson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Grebeck scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Kevin Seitzer is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Seitzer is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Seitzer hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 4-3, White Sox. Jody Reed batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Reed is 0-for-1 in the game. Reed takes first base on ball 4. Bill Spears is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Spears is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Spears strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Brewers 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Julio Franco is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Franco is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Franco hits a line drive into right field. Diaz settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Robin Ventura is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Ventura is 0-for-1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Ventura hits a fly ball into center field. Hamilton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Darren Jackson is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Jackson is 0-for-2 in the game. Jackson bunts towards third. Spears fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Lance Johnson is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Johnson hits a line drive into right field. Diaz picks it up and throws it away. That's a base hit and an error on Diaz. Jackson goes all the way around to score. Johnson moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 5-3, White Sox. Ron Karkovice is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Karkovice is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Karkovice hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Scanlon fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Brewers 3. The Brewers will come to bat. Alex Diaz is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Diaz is 0-for-1 in the game. Diaz bunts towards the right side of the infield. Grebeck scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Darrell Hamilton batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Hamilton is 0-for-2 in the game. Hamilton takes first base on ball 4. Pat Listach is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Listach is 0 for 2 in the game. Listach hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Hamilton moves to second. Turner Ward is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Ward is 0 for 2 in the game. Ward hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Jackson. Ward reaches second base with a double. Hamilton scores. Listach goes all the way around to score. It's White Sox, 5, Brewers, 5. Brian Harper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harper is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Harper hits a fly ball, foul, into right field. Jackson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dave Nilsson is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Nilsson is 0 for 2 in the game. Nilsson takes first base on ball 4. Kevin Seitzer is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Seitzer is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Seitzer hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Grebeck scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Brewers 5. The White Sox will come to bat. Jeff Bronchi now pitching. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Guillen is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Guillen strikes out. 1 out. Tim Raines batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Raines is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Raines takes first base on ball 4. Craig Grebeck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grebeck is 0 for 3 in the game. Grebeck hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Raines moves to second. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Thomas is 0 for 1 in the game. With 2 walks. Thomas strikes out. 2 outs. Julio Franco is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Franco is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Franco hits a fly ball into center field. Hamilton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Brewers 5. The Brewers will come to bat. Jody Reed is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Reed is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Reed hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Grebeck scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Bill Spears is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Spears is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Spears strikes out. 2 outs. Alex Diaz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Diaz is 0 for 2 in the game. Diaz hits a ball on the ground into right field, out of the reach of Jackson who is chasing the ball. Diaz reaches third base with a triple. Darrell Hamilton is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Hamilton is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Hamilton is walked intentionally. Pat Listach is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Listach is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Listach hits a ball on the ground towards first. Thomas scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Listach for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Brewers 5. The White Sox will come to bat. Robin Ventura is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ventura is 0 for 2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Ventura hits a pop-up towards short. Listach settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Darren Jackson is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Jackson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Jackson hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Seitzer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lance Johnson is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Johnson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Bronchi fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Brewers 5. The Brewers will come to bat. Turner Ward is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Ward is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Ward hits a fly ball into right field. Jackson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Brian Harper is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Harper is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Harper hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dean scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dave Nilsson is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Nilsson is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Nilsson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Grebeck scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Brewers 5. The White Sox will come to bat. Mike Matheny now catching. Ron Karkovice is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Karkovice is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Karkovice strikes out. One out. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Guillen is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Guillen hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Tim Raines is at the plate with a count of 3-0. Raines is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles and 2 walks. He's got 1 RBI. Raines takes first base on ball 4. Guillen moves to second. Warren Nuzon pinch hits for Craig Grebeck. Warren Nuzon is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Nuzon hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Reed fields it and throws to second for the out. Guillen moves to third. Two outs. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Thomas is 0-for-2 in the game. With 2 walks. Thomas hits a ball on the ground towards third. Spears fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Brewers 5. The Brewers will come to bat. Joey Cora now playing second base. Jose De Leon now pitching. Kevin Seitzer is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Seitzer is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Seitzer hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Raines. Seitzer reaches second base with a double. Jody Reed is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Reed is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Reed bunts towards first. Thomas juggles the ball. That's an error on Thomas. Seitzer moves to third. Paul Essenmacher now pitching. Jose Valentin pinch runs for Kevin Seitzer. Bill Spears is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Spears hits a fly ball, foul, down the left field line, foul. Raines chases it down, and drops the ball. That's an error on Raines. Bill Spears is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Spears is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Spears strikes out. One out. Alex Diaz is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Diaz is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple. Diaz hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Cora settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Darrell Hamilton batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-1. There goes Reed. The throw from Karkoviche and he is safe. Reed steals second. Darrell Hamilton is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Hamilton is 0 for 2 in the game. With 2 walks. Hamilton hits a line drive towards the mound. Essenmacher reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Brewers 5. The White Sox will come to bat. John Jaha now playing first base. Mike Fetters now pitching. Julio Franco is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Franco is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Franco bunts towards the mound. Fetters fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Robin Ventura is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Ventura is 0 for 3 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Ventura hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Reed scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Darren Jackson is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Jackson is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Jackson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Brewers 5. The Brewers will come to bat. Pat Listach is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Listach is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Listach hits a fly ball into left field. Rain settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Turner Ward batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Ward is 1 for 4 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Ward hits a fly ball into right field. Jackson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Brian Harper is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 0 strikes. Harper is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Harper takes first base on ball 4. Mike Matheny is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. Matheny hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Cora settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Brewers 5. The White Sox will come to bat. Lance Johnson is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Johnson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Johnson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ron Karkoviche is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. The ball gets by Matheny for a passed ball. Johnson moves to second. Dan Pasqua pinch hits for Ron Karkoviche. Dan Pasqua is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 0 strikes. Pasqua hits a line drive into right field. Diaz settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Johnson moves to third. 1 out. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Guillen is 2 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Guillen hits a fly ball into left field. Ward settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Johnson tags and scores. That run is unearned. 2 outs. It's 6-5, White Sox. Tim Raines is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Raines is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles and 3 walks. He's got 1 RBI. Raines hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Joey Cora is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Cora hits a ball on the ground towards first. Jaha scoops it up and throws to first, with Fetters covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Brewers 5. The Brewers will come to bat. Mike Lavalier now catching. Roberto Hernandez now pitching. John Jaha is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Jaha strikes out. 1 out. Jody Reed is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Reed is 0 for 2 in the game. with a walk. Reed hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Bill Spears is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Spears is 1 for 4 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Spears hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Reed moves to third. Alex Diaz is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Diaz is 1 for 4 in the game, with a triple. Diaz hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hernandez has Reed trapped. There's the throw to Lavalier and over to Ventura, who tags Reed for the out. Spears moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. 2 outs. Darrell Hamilton is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Hamilton is 0 for 3 in the game. With 2 walks. Hamilton hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Spears scores. Diaz moves to second. It's White Sox, 6, Brewers, 6. Pat Listach is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Listach is 1 for 5 in the game, with a single. Listach strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 11, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Brewers 6. The White Sox will come to bat. Frank Thomas batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Thomas is 0 for 3 in the game. With 2 walks. Thomas takes first base on ball 4. Julio Franco is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. There's a wild pitch. Thomas moves to second. Julio Franco is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Franco is 1 for 5 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Franco strikes out. 1 out. Robin Ventura is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Ventura is 0 for 4 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Ventura is walked intentionally. Graham Lloyd now pitching. Alex Diaz now playing center field. Matt Mieske now playing right field. Darren Jackson is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Jackson is 1 for 5 in the game, with a single. Jackson hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Spears settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Lance Johnson is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Johnson is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Listach fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 11, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Brewers 6. The Brewers will come to bat. Turner Ward is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Ward is 1 for 5 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Ward hits a line drive into left field. Rain settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Brian Harper is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Harper is 0 for 3 in the game. With 2 walks. Harper hits a fly ball into center field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Mike Matheny is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Matheny is 0 for 1 in the game. Matheny is hit by the pitch. John Jaha is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Jaha is 0 for 1 in the game. Jaha hits a fly ball into right field. Jackson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 12, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Brewers 6. The White Sox will come to bat. Mike Lavalier batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Lavalier takes first base on ball 4. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Guillen is 2 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 2 RBIs. Guillen bunts towards first. Jaha scoops it up and throws to first, with Reed covering, for the out. Lavalier moves to second. One out. Tim Raines is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Raines is 3 for 3 in the game, with 3 singles and 3 walks. He's got 1 RBI. Raines is walked intentionally. Joey Cora is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Cora is 0 for 1 in the game. Cora hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Lavalier moves to third. Raines moves to second. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Thomas is 0 for 3 in the game. With 3 walks. Thomas strikes out. 2 outs. Julio Franco is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Franco is 1 for 6 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Franco hits a ball on the ground towards second. Reed picks it up and throws it away. That's a base hit and an error on Reed. Lavalier scores. Raines scores. Cora moves to third. It's 8-6, White Sox. Robin Ventura is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Ventura is 0 for 4 in the game. With a walk. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Ventura strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 12, with the score, the White Sox 8, and the Brewers 6. The Brewers will come to bat. Jody Reed is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Reed is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Reed takes first base on ball 4. Bill Spears is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Spears is 2 for 5 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Spears hits a fly ball into center field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Alex Diaz is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Diaz is 1 for 5 in the game, with a triple. Diaz hits a ball on the ground towards short. Guillen fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Reed moves to second. Matt Mieske is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Mieske strikes out. 2 outs. Tom Brunansky pinch hits for Pat Listach. Tom Brunansky is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Brunansky hits a fly ball into right field. Jackson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 8, and Milwaukee Brewers, 6. Goodbye from County Stadium in Milwaukee.